Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let me get on the line somebody who has something in common with Ava Graham, John Johnson of WIP.
Ah, Jan Johnson. Because
he will be at the game on
Sunday. He's also dating Bill.
He is not. John Johnson's on the line. Hi, John.
Good morning, Ed.
Hey, John. First of all, Rhea and I, you are our hero with the stat you rolled out yesterday. Because we used it all day as if it was our stat. When the series is 1-1, John, and one team wins the third game, what are the chances that team wins the series?
Historically, in the NBA playoffs, when the teams are tied at one, the winner of Game 3 goes on to win that series 74% of the time.
3 out of 4 times. Did you see a team last night that looks like it's going to the Eastern Conference Finals?
And I was, to be perfectly honest, I was blown away at their performance. It was more than we talked about it, how we didn't know what to expect. I never expected the Sixers to put on the performance that they did. It was absolutely mind-blowing.
All right, let's start with Embiid because he seems like the pulse of the team. He's the guy that feeds off the crowd. The crowd feeds off him. What'd you see from him in his 33.10 rebound effort?
He was immensely impactful from the opening tip at both ends of the floor, most importantly. He was a monster at the rim, both offensively and defensively. The stat line he put up spoke for itself. Sometimes stat lines can be deceiving when you lose a game. But, you know, the stat line he put up, what you just mentioned, in addition to those 5 blocks and the head games that he can play with his opponent, you know, they're only comparable to Kevin Durant in the last decade in the NBA playoffs. So the performance he put on, in addition to finally solving Marc Gasol, he and Brett Brown put together a very good game plan for him to get him on the move, to put the correct spacing there, and he certainly took advantage.
But, John, didn't you – I mean, you've been saying this for the last two series, but you said they got to get him down low and they got to get him to ball more, and they established that very early in the game, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They absolutely did.
That was the statement. Right.
Was it a statement? And the spacing was correct. It gave him a one-on-one matchup, which is exactly what he wanted. He was feeding off the crowd. The crowd was huge last night, and you saw the result.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. They're really grumbling in Toronto about the fact that only Kawhi is showing up. What's happening to them on their end, John?
Well, Kawhi, we all know. I mean, he is a world-class talent. Watching him last night, he has next to no flaws in his game. Mm. But last night, the Sixers exposed one, which resulted in other players having issues as well. The Sixers' pace in the second, third, and early fourth quarter was so fast that Toronto was scrambling to catch up. And on the opposite end, when they were trying to respond because of that pace, they rushed shots. They forced things they wouldn't normally force because they wanted to get in a shootout with the Sixers. And that resulted in missed shots, turnovers, to which the Sixers, to their credit, took advantage and made their shots, you know, ballooning that lead in the third quarter to 18 points. That is the real problem here. The Sixers' pace is hurting the Raptors.
Yeah. Now, this is – I like talking money. I just lost 300. I don't know if you heard, John. Is Jimmy Butler in the process in this round of earning $190 million?
Oh, yeah, of course he's in the process of it. You got to win the series, though.
Right.
If you end up falling short, lose this game, lose the series in 6 or 7, then that question mark still remains and becomes debatable until they actually make a decision. But, you put Embiid aside, Jimmy Butler had an amazing game last night. Again, not only did he hit the big shots, but defensively he was jumping into passing lanes, resorting, and which turned into turnovers for Toronto, which had them off their game. It was another great performance by Jimmy.
All right, now this is what I love about Game 4. The Toronto Raptors now are the desperate team. Jonesy, I got to roll Jonesy. Jonesy, when a team is desperate, you finally find out what they're made of, right?
You will. That's when you're going to get their best effort. They understand that game is the most important game of their season. So that's when I'd be shocked if they came out and played a similar game to what they played last night, because last night's game was just a nice, easy victory for the Sixers throughout. I mean, the game was never in doubt. And that's not going to be the case in the next game. The Raptors are going to do something about that. They will play with the lead in that game, unlike last night's game.
John, their coach, Nick Nurse, said that the Sixers basically outplayed them. They wanted it more. Wow. In the playoffs, that happens? I don't know if you heard him say that, John. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I was sitting right there when the first response, he was asked, and he was right. The Sixers clearly wanted it more. There was a time, when the fourth quarter hit, where Toronto realized no matter what they did, they weren't going to be able to pull even, and they kind of gave up, and that's how the Sixers ended up winning by as many points as they did. But Jonesy's right. Yeah, Toronto's too good, even though the Sixers bench, which is unbelievable how they've outplayed Toronto's bench. Toronto's now in desperation mode. They have to find a way to win game number four. So you're going to see a lot of adjustments. I would fully expect Toronto to have the lead at times on Sunday afternoon. And now it's, Brett Brown made that statement. He loves the playoffs. He loves to use experience from San Antonio and make those adjustments. This is where you find out what the Toronto Raptors truly are for the season and if the Sixers can respond accordingly.
All right, John, one last thing. You've covered a lot of games in that building. What was the atmosphere like last night?
It was, when we spoke about it yesterday, Ange, and we talked about how opposing coaches, visiting coaches, will not tell you in front of a microphone that the crowds don't play a factor. When you get them away from a microphone, they will tell you sometimes it can be so loud that they can't communicate with one another, whether it's during a timeout or in-game. It was... Before opening tip, it was very electric. It was very, very loud. The best way I can equate it, if you go to a concert, and sometimes it can be so loud at a concert you leave and your ears ring. I had my ears ringing for about 45 minutes after the game ended.
Wow. All right. It's going to be louder Sunday because Ava's going, John.
You bought her tickets?
I bought her two tickets, and you know why I did it? Because I'm a generous person. That's why.
Wow.
No, John, he really bought them.
Like, no, I did. There's no joke. There's no joke. And the reason why is, and I'm going to make sure I get my money's worth, he's going to have like a little tape recorder going. We're going to get to experience what game four is like for her and her boyfriend. And it's going to be, you know why? Because watching it last night, God, I'm not a guy who goes to these things. And I it was like, man, it would be so cool to be there. Why don't I get a party girl in there? That's Ava Graham.
Well, that's what playoffs are supposed to be about. It's supposed to be about that experience, right? Yep. These are stuff that you'll never forget. That's nice of you. That's very interesting.
You're on the list, too. Don't worry, my friend. John Johnson. Thank you, Big John. Thank you, John. He's on the list, too, Jonesy.
Yes, he is.
Right comes along. Who knows when I feel generous the next time.
I saw two Phillies tickets are $4 tonight. Why don't you send them there?
$4?
Yep.
Are they really?
On that site, yeah.
That
rain
happens.
Is expected, right?
Rain.
Yeah.
Do they know we got Bryce Harper now?
Exactly.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.